Kathy. Next item on the agenda is Francis K. Gates, 062895. Elizabeth, good morning.
Before I begin, the contractor for the project, Mr. Livengood, is unable to be here today, so he's sent a letter.
Thank you.
Francis K. Gates III requests authorization to construct a 41-foot by 20-foot open-sided boathouse adjacent to his property situated along Hampton Roads in Hampton. The project is protested by an adjacent property owner. The proposed project is located on Hampton Roads in the city of Hampton near the boundary with the city of Newport News. Development along this section of the shoreline is primarily residential. Here's another aerial view. The protester lives next door in this White House. Ground shot. The applicant seeks authorization to construct a 41-foot by 20-foot wide open-sided boathouse to cover a single lift. The applicant also sought authorization to construct a 6-foot wide by 142-foot long private non-commercial pier with a 16 by 18-foot L-head platform and a 59-foot long by 5-foot wide finger pier. With the exception of the boathouse structure, all other portions of the applicant's pier request do not require authorization from the Marine Resources Commission, since the proposed pier qualifies for the statutory authorization provided in Section 28.2-1203A5 of the Code of Virginia. Staff received a letter of protest from Mr. Gates' neighbors, Mr. and Mrs. Max and Regina Bizard, on December 27, 2006. Bizards are opposed to Mr. Gates' project because they believe the design is not structurally sound. They requested that the contractor amend his application to include more specific building specifications. The protest letter was forwarded to the applicant and the agent for comment or response. It should be noted that even without the Bizards' objections, Mr. Gates' proposed boathouse would not have qualified for the statutory authorization provided in Section 28.2-1203 of the Code of Virginia because the proposed boathouse roof is greater than the 700 square feet, which is the threshold allowed for private non-commercial boathouses. The applicant states in a letter dated January 11, 2007, that he plans to purchase a boat in the 32-foot range and that his contractor has advised him that this size boat would require a 20,000-pound lift, which would in turn require a boathouse span of 16 feet with 2 feet of additional clearance on each side. While staff is sensitive to the concerns of the protestant, the Commission does not typically regulate the engineering design of piers and boathouses. In this case, the proposed boathouse structure has been designed by a marine contractor. On the other hand, staff is concerned about the size of the boathouse. The applicant states in his application that he does not currently own a boat and gives no indication of his plans to purchase one. Without a documented boat ownership, there exists no clear necessity for a boathouse larger than the 700 square foot deemed appropriate by the General Assembly and embodied in code. In addition, staff questions why a boathouse measuring roughly 20 feet by 35 feet is not adequate to house a potential 32-foot boat. As a result, staff recommends denial of the request as applied for and approval of a boathouse no larger than 700 square feet in size.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Any questions of the commission? Is the applicant here represented? Or are they relying on the contractor's letter?
I believe that's all they're relying on.
Is there opposition here?
They were all notified.
I'm sure they were. And you do a wonderful job. This is all the staff to take care of those details. I just have a hard time sitting here and deciding commission business with not a whole lot to go with. matters before the commission for discussion.
Mr. Chairman, I feel that staff has done a very thorough job in analyzing this. I see no justification for a larger boathouse than what staff has recommended, and And since the applicant is not here to tell us why he needs a larger one, I would make a motion that we accept staff's recommendation on that.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Robbins. Further discussion. The question I've got, Elizabeth, I understand the marine contractor's on vacation somewhere. The applicant, was there any indication as to why the applicant wouldn't be here to state their case?
No. I talked to the contractor before he went out of town, and he didn't indicate that they wouldn't be coming.
Have you talked to the applicant about the length and any reason why they want, just that they want to?
They relied on what the contractor told them.
Quite honestly, Mr. Grab and I had some little bit of discussion, too, and, you know, absent something that says, A, there's going to be a boat, and B, there's going to be a boat big enough to need this, I mean, I think this juncture, without hearing from the other side, I agree with you, staff has done.
I have a question.
Yeah, Mr. McCluskey.
If the applicant did say he was going to, and guarantee he was going to have a 32-foot boat, how would the staff feel about the boathouse at this time?
I think if they came back and tried to modify it with more clear reason for why they needed such a larger boathouse, I think we could consider that.
I.e., some type of tangible indication that the boat was being procured.
Right. They haven't indicated that they are in the process of buying one. They just said they would like one in the future.
I understand. Modification can occur without waiting a year. It's not. It's a little bit different than. Well, yeah, modification can occur anytime.
Yes.
Correct.
Because it would be. This is a commission approval.
Right.
Any modification would have to come
the
back.
The denial would have to wait the specified period of time.
In this case, we're recommending modification. The commission said we're denying your application.
Nothing
and
similar
and we're not
within
going
a
to
year.
Approve a 700 square foot. You really wouldn't qualify because the neighbor is still protesting.
Okay.
They have to wait a year to reapply for the same thing.
I just want to make sure the modification didn't fall in the same purview, but I ought to know better because I'm in the process with them. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much, Elizabeth, for a wonderful job. Next item on the agenda is...
If I can real quick.
Yes, sir.
Before we start on Sunset, we've been advised that the Army and the Sierra Club have gotten together and, in fact, have resolved the Sierra Club protest on item 2E.
Motion to amend the agenda to take up item 2E. Motion made by Mr. Schick, seconded by Mr. Robbins. Further discussion. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously. Item 2E, Mr. Graham.
We are recommending approval of item 2E.
How about reading that into the record for me, if you would, just so we're...
Item 2E is the Department of the Army. They're requesting authorization to modify an existing permit, which will allow for the temporary installation of a 3,000-foot long elevated pier to be used in conjunction with joint training exercises at Fort Story that are to be conducted between July 15th and August 30th, 2007. The commission has previously approved these. There has been a change in the time, and we are recommending approval of that modification. It is no longer protested.
Thank you. Is there anybody in the audience pro or con on item 2E? Matters before the commission for action.
Mr. Chairman, move to approve item 2E.
Motion made by Mr. Robbins, seconded by Mr. Schick. Further discussion. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much, Bob.